You approach a figure in a grey gabardine that is soaked and bloodied. Its head hangs abnormally, and its face makes you recoil in horror. The creature is neither entirely human nor completely something else. Its oversized eyes, almost bulging from their sockets, are dominated by black and shiny irises that reveal only a thin white circle of the pupil. Even in death, they seem to fix you with malevolence. Its deformed skull lengthens toward the back, flattened on the sides. Its greyish skin has a scaly texture in places. Its features grotesquely blend human and aquatic. A flattened nose with flared nostrils, almost non-existent lips revealing pointed teeth. Rudimentary gills mark its neck, and its abnormally long fingers are webbed. Two bullet impacts are visible, one above the ear, the other in the chest, leaving a dark, viscous liquid that does not resemble human blood. Carefully, you begin to search the pockets of the grey gabardine. They are almost empty, which surprises you, given the creature's humanoid appearance. In one of them, your fingers encounter a damp piece of paper. You gently pull it out. It's a boat ticket, half erased by water, but you manage to distinguish that it comes from Innsmouth. Your attention is then drawn to something faintly shining around the creature's neck. Looking closer, you discover a pendant hanging from a metal chain. The chain is covered in verdigris, indicating long exposure to humidity. The pendant depicts a strange figure, half human, half fish.